Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. We're doing second date update. You've been out on a great date. You think you finally got somebody to go out with you. Mm-hmm. The hard part is over. You're waiting for a call back. That call never comes, and you end up with Krista and myself here on second date update.
Well, yeah, and then you're just stuck in the bathroom crying, looking at yourself, eating a gallon of ice cream. Like, it's a headache. It's like,
it sounds like you've familiar with them.
No, that was years ago.
Okay, all right.
I'm assuming it's the same.
Well, let's see. Let's get to Lindsay this morning. Good morning, Lindsay.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, first of all, honey. Thanks for emailing us and being on second date update here. So I guess we do have to ask, were you in the bathroom crying? No, just kidding.
Maybe.
Yeah. All right. You went on a date with a guy named John. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. How did you meet John, first of all?
We actually met on OkCupid.
Oh.
Oh, we haven't heard of that one for a while.
Yeah, one. That's the free one.
Tinder. Yeah, it's usually Tinder.
Yeah. But that's a free one, and that gets a little crazy now and again, so it's probably really hard to meet, you know, good guys there. So you meet a good guy, John, you talk for a little while, and you guys decided on going out where?
Red Lobster.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yummy!
For the seafood lover. And, yeah, I love
and
Red
Lobster.
And
those, the biscuits, cheddar biscuits,
oh,
aren't they?
Yeah, those biscuits are amazing.
Delicious.
All right. There's a little spot for Red Lobster right there. All right, so you go to Red Lobster. That's a pretty expensive time. Did John pay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And what kind of conversations did you have during the night with him, during your dinner?
Well, we actually had a really good conversation. We talked about, you know, our whole lives, really. And so that's why I thought it was really weird that he didn't call me back.
Okay, so did you guys just go to dinner and then that was over? Or did you guys do anything afterwards, Lindsay?
Well, we hung out afterwards.
Okay. And did you give John a kiss goodnight?
Yeah, I mean, I slept over at his house.
Oh, yes, you did.
Wow.
Get yourself some, girl.
All right, so let's rewind just a little bit.
Let's go into detail.
Should we assume that you didn't just sleep on the couch because you were tired? Or was this like a quote-unquote...
That is correct.
Okay. So the fact that he's not calling you back after you guys hooked up, basically, is that should be baffling then, because obviously he liked you enough to be with you that night.
Right.
Yeah. All right, Lindsay, don't say anything. We're actually going to call John now and see if we can't get to the bottom of what's going on, okay?
Okay.
All right, second date update. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, is this John?
Yes, this is he.
John, what's up, man?
John boy.
Hey,
Johnny!
Calling?
Hey, Johnny!
hey, John. This is Marco and Krista. We're dumb. We're on the radio here right now on 93.1 Jams. How are you, buddy?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. Thank you.
Good, good. Listen, we're doing second date update. I don't know if you've listened to our show here, but on the second date update, we usually call people that have been out on a date and for whatever reason have sort of disappeared into the background on the person that they originally went out with. And today we're calling on behalf of Lindsay. Remember Lindsay?
Yeah. Yes, I remember Lindsay.
It's been a couple weeks, I think, since you probably hung out. Yeah, we're just kind of calling to see what's up. I mean, was that just, just kind of what is going on with you and her? Is there anything going on? Did you forget about her?
Oh, no, I didn't forget. No, it was, we went on a, you know, I remember we went out on a nice date. We talked for a long time about, you know, pretty much everything. And, she was a really nice girl. It was nice to meet her.
Cool. Then I think she thought you might be getting back to her.
Yeah, I haven't reached out to her. I haven't reached out to her yet.
Yeah, is there any reason why you didn't call her back yet? I mean, was it not great afterwards?
Oh, come on, I mean, she slept over.
The date was amazing.
Yeah,
I really liked getting to know her, I guess it was more what happened. After the date, turned me off a little bit.
Okay. Well, what happened here? Just to get it clear the air.
You know, she's just kind of a dead fish in bed.
Great
personality, but just not much physically.
Okay. I haven't heard the term dead fish since I was like 12th grade.
Just lay there and not do anything. Yeah.
I mean, all right. So you're saying when the action was happening, there wasn't a whole lot of action on her half.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Mm. But you know, she was really nice. I didn't want to call her and just,
Yeah.
I hope she's doing well.
Well, you know what? You don't have to wonder too much, John.
No, because she's not dead. She's well alive and still kicking.
She's actually with us on the phone here because we were trying to help her out a little bit with at least getting some closure or figuring out what was going on.
It seems like you swam away, but she needs you to come on back.
So, Lindsay, it sounds like the sexual chemistry maybe between you and John wasn't there as far as he's concerned.
That's what I'm hearing for the first time, because that's not what he said then.
Yeah, you can tell him to F off if you want.
No, I don't want to keep beeping people out.
That's just like such a dagger to your...
Okay, let me ask you a question, Lindsay. Have you ever heard this before from any of your other past boyfriends or anybody? I mean, is this the first time you're ever hearing of this in your sexual life?
Yes.
Yeah.
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 It is.
I mean, you sound fun and animated on the phone. I mean, I don't know. Maybe John's just had some wild women. John, are you into the wild women? I mean, what do you... Because here's why I'm asking. One, because it's going to be real fun, I'm sure. But number two, I think it's different for everybody. Like, you could be with somebody and somebody could say they weren't great, but then the next person might love them. You know what I mean? I mean, it's up to your own imagination, mm-hmm. really. Mm-hmm. So are you
creative?
Are you used to girls just getting buck wild?
To be honest, I've been married for a while and my wife got pretty crazy back when things were good.
Yeah. Are you a kind of guy, like, when the woman walks in, you, like, immediately grab her, like, aggressively, and, like, you pick her up and fling her around onto the kitchen table, and...
Jesus.
Yep.
If I know her well enough.
Yeah. Well, we like you.
Okay, but let me ask you a question, because you just said, are you still married?
We're in the process of getting a divorce now.
Okay.
I think I was pretty upfront with everything.
Now, listen, John, you're pretty upfront, John. Don't get...
Yeah, it's okay.
You're
can be
right
honest.
Out there with the facts. Don't worry about that. All right, so is this something, Lindsay, that, let's say you were to go back out and we could set you guys back up and things happen. Could you be... Were you out of your comfortable zone? Is this something you could... Because you guys could work on something like this. This isn't something where it's this way and it's always going to be this way.
Honestly, just feel like if he isn't willing to give me a chance, then I don't want to give him a chance because he doesn't sound like he's worth my time.
Yeah. Because normally on Second Date Update, what we would do, John, for you, we would offer to pay for another, another place to go out, another date. We'll take care of the entire bill so you guys don't have to worry about anything. And then you guys can try it over. But usually, I mean, I leave it up to the people that haven't called back because, I mean, that's only fair. But in this case, Lindsay, it sounds like you don't even want to go back out with him.
I just think, he didn't lie about the divorce thing. So that's all cool. But, he didn't, any of that stuff about in bed, like, that's not what he said at the time. So I'm just kind of like, I don't know if I can trust him, basically.
Yeah. Well, just out of curiosity, what did he say, like, when you guys were, flipping the mattresses?
He said it was great. John, you said it was great. You said it was the best you had had.
John.
Since the beginning of your marriage.
How is she supposed to know if you lie to her?
That's your fault.
Yes. His fault. John.
I mean, they got a point, John. If you're telling somebody they're doing something amazing and they're not, that doesn't seem smart.
No, it's fair. I mean, it's fine, Lindsay. I understand that you don't want to go out again. And I it's been a long time since I've been going out on dates. I just want to apologize to you if you were hurt by all this. I thought that not calling was the nicest way to handle it.
All right. Well, I mean, I can't be mad at either side here, really. It just seems like you guys weren't sexually, the chemistry wasn't great for you guys.
But could we knock the boots again and find out?
Are you asking John?
Could... Not me.
Oh, you said we. I didn't
know.
Well,
I'm meeting them too. Oh, could they, you know.
Well, it seems like they don't want to see each other. Oh, I mean, that's what I'm getting out of the whole conversation.
All right.
Well, listen, I'm sorry it didn't work out. On your behalf, Lindsay, I got about 6 texts here, guys that want to try to maybe go out with you and see if it's all, you know, if it's just John or if it's real life. So that's good news.
Yay!
Catch Second Date Update Mondays and Thursdays on 93.1 Jams.
My night's not done till you get some.
This is called Radio Recast, Krista. This is where we've recast ourselves into a brand new movie, and or not a new movie, but a movie.
A movie. Yeah.
And but we're two brand new celebrities. And here's the thing: when we do Radio Recast, we have no idea what each other has picked for each other. So every day I find out that I probably know that I'm going to be some girl because you like me to do some women, and you think I make you a cartoon character.
Dude, every time.
It's not every time. But
yes, it is.
So we're going to learn right now what we're. So we're going to do this scene as two brand new celebrities. Here is what you have picked for me, I think, here.
You don't really like each other that much. If I get drunk, I'm a happy drunk, you know? When she gets drunk, she's just mean.
I don't know who that is.
It's Tara Reid.
Tara Reid.
Mm-hmm. We don't really like each other that much.
We don't really like each other that much.
She's more raspy, lower cigarette.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, lots of cigarettes.
All right, and here's the celebrity that you're going to be today.
There is a fly in your soup in this establishment?
Every
I shall
time.
Do something about it instantaneously,
this is not a cartoon.
Sir. Yes, sir.
You're going to be Grover from Sesame Street.
I shall take care of that, yes. Let's see.
You're so dumb. You give me no human beings.
Piece of hair.
All right, so there you go. You're going to be Grover. I'm going to be.
You're so dumb.
Who am I going to be?
What's your name? Tara Reid.
All right, we have a brand new movie here, and since you're Grover's a boy, you'll be the boy parts here. Since Tara Reid's a girl, I'll be the girl parts.
Oh, my gosh.
If you can guess what movie we're doing right now, we have some free food from Subway for you. 3210931.
Oh.
All right, you got your voice?
Yeah, I guess.
There is a fly in your soup.
There you go. That's you.
He sounds like the other Star Wars dude.
Yoda?
Yes.
A little bit. Yeah, see? So there you go.
Okay.
You're impossibly fast and strong.
Oh, my God.
Your skin is pale, white, ice cold. Your eyes change color, and sometimes you speak like you're from a different time.
Oh, geez.
You never eat or drink anything. You don't go out in the sunlight. How old are you?
17.
How long have you been 17?
A while.
I know what you are.
Say it. Out loud, say it.
Vampire.
Are you afraid?
All right. 3210931.
You are an ugly sounding chick.
Wow. Well, I mean, I don't know why you keep giving me girls,
listen,
but that's fine.
You have a feminine quality to
I'm
you.
A professional.
I tell you this.
I'm a professional. Okay. I can make it happen. All right.
My gosh.
Let's get Carly here. Hey, Carly.
Hey.
Hey, besides the terrible impressions that we do.
Oh, I did a good job. I don't know about you.
Every Thursday. Do you know what movie we just recasted ourselves into?
Yeah, Twilight.
Was that Twilight, Krista?
Of course it was.
Nice job, yay! Carly. Are you a big Twilight fan, Carly?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. You remember that scene. We did the scene, so it's like you're just transformed back into the movie, wasn't it?
Oh, yes.
Exactly like the movie.
Thought so.
Only if Grover and Tara Reid were in it. All right, hey, we got some free food from Subway for you, okay, sweetie?
Perfect, thank you.
Awesome. Are you on your way to work right now? Are you on the Beltline? What are you doing?
No, I'm on my way to work.
All right, fantastic. Do you want to give your work a shout-out?
Yeah, Zimbrick. Woo!
Zimbrick. Oh, nice. Zimbrick. Yeah. We went over there one time.
Yeah. So, okay. So now you have to let us know who did.
Who was the worst? Because then we're going to have to do we're going to have to talk like that out of the break.
Was it Tara Reid or was it who? Cookie Monster?
Or who do you want? Grover. Grover.
Oh, Grover.
Who do you want to hear more? You could do it that way, too.
Oh, well. Totally different.
I really liked Grover.
Yes!
She said she liked me.
She
more.
Wants you to go. Yeah. She wants you to do it. So, all right. Hang on one second, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right. Hey, I got an idea. As Grover, why don't you talk about Spring Broke?
Okay.
So if you really want to go to a party, it's happening tomorrow at Wando's with Spring Broke. $5, get you a t-shirt and a mug for $3 shanties all night long. MantowJams.com is the place to be. Yay!
This message was sponsored by the letter A and the number 5.
Ah, you're dumb.
Marco and Krista mornings. 93.1 Sounds.
You're listening to the In Case You Missed It podcast, starring Marco and Krista, only on 93.1 Jams.
And now it's time for romantic messages with Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
You know, I've always had a fantasy. Do you want to hear it?
What?
Let's f*** in a grocery store.
Why?
Sausages, noodles, bananas, Nutter Butters. I mean, what's not hot about that?
Oh, my God. I'm so grossed out right now. Take your sausage and go somewhere else.
Kumquat.
Gotta hit you.
Hey, I usually don't like fat chicks, but damn, girl, them curves.
That is not how you pick up women.
Okay, let me try again. I'm going to rub butter all over your thighs to make them glisten while they jiggle for me.
You are awful.
I bet you're so desperate you're going to f*** me anyway, fatty.
Oh my. So mean. Oh my gosh, you have been blocked by this user.
Eh, never mind then. Easy come, fatty. Easy go. Hey, you're in my poetry class, right?
Yeah, what's up?
Would you mind giving me your opinion on a piece?
Totally.
Okay. Roses are red, violets are blue. With my fingers, I will violate you.
That's funny.
So what do you think?
I'm going to give you a big F.
Oh, well, I'm going to give you a big D.
Oh, I get it.
And that was our presentation of Romantic Messages with Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
If it needs something hot.
Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at madtownjams.com.
Download the podcast now.